Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, it's our desire that Jesus be the center of everything that we do here at camp, and that our attention shall be drawn to Him. We invite the Holy Spirit to come and fill our vision with Jesus tonight and in these days, Lord. And just continue to pour out Your Spirit upon us. Continue Your precious work in all of our hearts. We pray, Lord, that You will be glorified in these days, that You'll be pleased with what You're able to accomplish in us and through us, Lord. And, oh God, we pray that You will manifest Yourself. We pray that You'll meet needs. We pray that You'll show forth Your glory. Let Your kingdom come. We ask it in Your precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to number 93 in our white books. Another song about Jesus. We're going to be singing a lot about Him in these this week before us, I'm sure, and so let's get started right away. I hear that the Lord has blessed wonderfully in these last 2 weeks. I'm so happy to hear that, and we just want that blessing to continue. And so, the Lord knows our needs, and He knows who He's gathering together at this time, and so let's believe that Jesus will come forth exactly as He sees best. Praise God. So let's sing number 93.
Back.
number 93 in the White Book, and we're on the last verse.
Jesus was born in a manger, wept in the garden, oh, poured out his lifeblood on Calvary, died for our sin to atone. Rose from the grave more than conqueror, went to his glory on high, to these coming.
You were singing the same words that I was, so I figured I must be on target. Praise God. Are we in the good key, Brother Paul? Is that what it's written in?
Praise God.
And we'll start with the second verse.
Love of Christ so freely given.
Praise God. What wonderful songs that we've been singing. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. Jesus is dearer than all to me. You know, if his hymn writers found him that way, then why can't we? And that's what I always think when I sing these songs. I say, is Jesus really dearer than all to me? Is he the one that thrills my soul? Well, if that's not the case, then I've got something to look forward to as I continue to seek him and give myself to him and keep in his presence. And so sometimes the hymns express just what's in my heart, things that I've experienced. They say it so much better than I could put it into words. And then sometimes it inspires me to believe for greater things in my life. And I know Jesus wants to be that to all of us. He wants to be all in all. He wants to be dearer than all, more precious than any earthly tie. And so God wants to give us faith and help us to expect the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us like that. And he'll do that more for us tonight in this meeting. That's what he comes to do, to make Jesus real and precious to us. And so let's expect him to do his work. Hallelujah. And we can thank him for that and just praise him with all our hearts. Praise God. I see guests are arriving. That means they must have traveled long distance, many hours. We welcome you all. I don't know all of you, but I'm looking forward to getting to know you. My name is Ken Friedman. Many of you know me. Gordana knows me. I'm her pastor. And I pastor the church in Canarsie Full Gospel Chapel. I'm here with my wife Lily and my son Ken. And I have a daughter, Bethany, somewhere on the flute. She's working down in the village. And I have a daughter, Natalie, that's home taking care of our puppy. And she has some other responsibilities that kept her home. Praise God. I welcome you all. And I know that there are staff members that are coming to join the staff now. And we start our second period. Girls will be arriving up on Monday. And much prayer has gone forth up till now, and by God's grace, prayer will continue to be offered throughout the summer for everyone that God brings here, that God will meet them and bring them home changed. Praise God. I was here at a minister's retreat, and before the season began, Brother Paul invites the ministers to come, and as many as are able, we spend some time praying, waiting on God, and believing God to prepare the atmosphere. I was preaching not too long ago on the prophet who went to the woman's house, and all she had was a little bit of oil in her pot. Her sons were going to be sold into slavery because she was in great debt. And the prophet asked her, well, what do you have? And she said, well, I just have a little bit of oil in this vessel. And he said, well, tell your sons to go and knock on the neighbor's doors and gather as many pots and vessels and vases as they can, and then bring them into the house and close the door. And just in that secret place, begin to pour the oil. And so she did exactly what the prophet had told her, and she poured oil into one vessel. And that vessel got filled. And then she poured oil into another vessel, and that vessel got full as well. And they just kept bringing the vessels to her, and she kept pouring it. It was a miracle, obviously. And when the last vessel was filled, then the oil stopped flowing. And then he told her, now go sell all this oil and pay off your debt, and I'm sure there'd be plenty left over to take care of the family as well. And I thought about that when we were praying and waiting upon God at the beginning of the season. I began to pray, oh Lord, let the oil begin to flow. Even now, before camp opens, before the campers come and the guests arrive, God, cause the oil to begin to flow. And then I thought of the camp season as a time when we'll gather vessels from everywhere. God will gather his vessels and bring them to camp, and he has enough oil to fill every one of them. And that's what we want to believe God to do, to fill every one that comes, every guest. We see them, that's a vessel that the Holy Ghost wants to fill with his oil. Every camper, the cottagers, the villagers, and so on. And every staff member that gives themselves to serve God here. I said, Lord, throughout the summer, we're going to be gathering a lot of vessels in this place. And Lord, just keep the oil flowing and let everyone be filled. And right to the very end, the very last meeting, praise God. And so let's have faith for that. And I'm sure that we have a right to expect that. Oh, when you get a great sight of Jesus, you find you expect more from him all the time, because he's much greater, much larger than we can even imagine. Praise God. I see Brother John Prabh was here. Now I'm here. Okay. Praise God. I have a... Our meeting only goes till 9 o'clock tonight, and then we have to exit unless you're on staff. Then this meeting will be followed by a staff meeting. That's how Saturday night goes. And so I want to move things along a little bit. Just a couple of announcements. Tomorrow morning we'll have a meeting here in the lodge at 10:15 Sunday morning. In that meeting, we collect an offering. That's the only meeting of the week where we collect an offering. And that money is used for the purpose of enabling children to come to camp that wouldn't be able to come otherwise. Okay, so you can give with that understanding as the Lord puts that upon your heart. Again, I want to remind you, there are some cars on the grounds. We'd appreciate if you get them into the parking lot and just keep the roads clear. Okay, unless you need to have them here. I know our nurse and certain people are designated as those that need to have their cars on the grounds. But if you're not one of those people, then we'd appreciate if you get into the parking lot. Okay, good. Now I'm looking and I'm seeing, I know most of you. I met April and Rachel now. I know when she was a little girl. Now she's a big girl or young woman. And hello, Donald and Sylvia. I saw your name on the list. And Ken. What a great name. And Tom and Anne-Marie Barnes. I was so happy to see them. I didn't see them on the guest list because they're not staying on the campgrounds. So I was very surprised when I walked in. And they'll be with us for a few days. And I suppose many of you know them. If not, please get to know them. They'll be a blessing to you and you to them as well. I see people from Ozone Park, right? Yes, 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 yes. Aloma and Therese. And your name is?
Jessica.
I thought it might be. And you?
Nadira.
Say that again?
Nadira.
Nadira. You're the only Nadira I know in the whole world. That's often the case when I meet people, they tell me their names and names that I haven't heard of before. Lovely names. Praise God. And I know Anthony and I know the Weavers. I look forward to seeing them. Judy and Bob. And that last name's a tough one. Right. I haven't seen you for years, but I was so happy. I asked if they still recognize me with my gray hair now. And they did. How nice. And I saw Nancy. Yes, Fogel. Praise God. And who was with you, Nancy?
Christopher.
Christopher Chris. And Adina. Hi, Chris. Adina. Welcome. And this lady, I don't know.
Angie Truitt.
Angie. Where are you from, Angie?
Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
She's
okay.
Our nurse.
Oh, you are a nurse. Okay, I hope I never have to see you, except at dinner and in the meetings. Praise God. Okay, and others will be joining us. My wife and I want to make ourselves as available to you as we can. Hello, Brother Gus. Nice to see you. We're here for the short time that we're here at Tevin. Yes, nice. And I met Danny, and tell me your name again.
Gilmore.
My son.
I call you a different name at home and I refer to you, and he says, Dad, his name's Gilmar. Okay. As I was saying, my wife and I would like to make ourselves available to you, so feel free to knock on our door if you want prayer, if you just want to talk, and for the time that we'll be here, we'd like to give ourselves to you in that way. So sit at our table. Don't be afraid of us. I don't like to sit alone. Okay. Praise God. We have a song that we sing in Canarsie. It's the only place I've ever heard it sung. I'd like to teach you this chorus. It's an old chorus, but it's rich in a very simple way. And I'd like to talk a little bit about it tonight. The verse that the Lord gave us for Pilgrim Camp this year comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 38. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, out of his innermost being, out of his belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And this Jesus spoke concerning the Spirit that had not yet been given because Christ had not yet been glorified. Thank you. Let's sing this chorus through once or twice. Okay, it's easy to catch on to. And it's really a prayer. And I hope that by the time we're done tonight, talking about it, calling our attention to scriptures that teach these things to us, that it'll become a real prayer for us while we're together. If you know it, sing it nice and loud, okay?
Oh, for a mighty outpouring, send it on every heart. Oh, for a Holy Ghost stirring, in my hungry heart let it start. Purge away all that would hinder, cause me to seek thee afresh. Open the floodgates of heaven, come and thy people now bless.
Let's try it again.
Oh, for a mighty outpouring, send it on every heart. Oh, for a Holy Ghost stirring, in my hungry heart let it start. Purge away all that would hinder, cause me to seek thee afresh. Open the floodgates of heaven, come and thy people now bless.
Amen.
Great.
Hold on to that paper this week. We'll sing this a number of times, I'm sure, as we worship together. Praise God.